Bank of Cardiff. This is Julian. Could I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. I got to find it now.
No problem.
It was ringing for a while, so I put that away.
sorry about that.
11-2001-0041-6866.
I think I missed the first four. What was the first four?
2511-2001-2001.
0041-6866, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Give me just a moment while I pull up your file here. Let's see. Am I speaking with Cliff Wilson?
Yeah.
All right. Just a moment.
But you guys have been sending me stuff, and I think I got some phone calls from you and maybe a dozen other companies. The only thing I noticed on yours, the other companies offered some, you know, they advertise the rate.
Mm-hmm.
The most important concern to me is the rate, even more so than up to $250,000. But what's the interest rate?
Well, we have a variety of programs. There's not just one program that we offer. Probably when you drive by a bank, they advertise a big number with a 3% or 4% of, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Yeah.
So it really depends on a number of factors, including the industry you're in, your time in business. You understand that, interest rates are a measure of risk, right?
Yeah. Well, you tell me what you need to,
you want me to tell you
so you can give me an interest rate so I can kind of, figure out which company I might be interested in going with.
Yes, of course. Let me just confirm some information I have here on file. Cliff Wilson, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yeah.
And it's Televend, right? Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, it's a corporation. Yeah.
Okay. What's the best number to reach you at, Cliff, in case we get disconnected?
My cell phone that I'm on now, 508-509-3434.
434. Okay, 508-509-344.
It's only 10% to you.
Okay. And then I have 377 Wilbur Avenue, number 178, 02777 zip code. Is that all correct?
Yep.
Okay. And the website, I have televend.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's the best email address to reach you at, Cliff?
The telvend@aol.com, or I got another one I check more often. Atomic Threads, ATOMITTHREADS, atomicthreads@aol.com.
At AOL.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Cliff. And you said you're the 100% owner. What's the structure of your business? Is it a proprietorship, S-Corp, LLC?
S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay.
And I thought you guys got them this information because they sent me this reservation thing.
Yeah, I didn't know the exact structure of your business. Sometimes it's between I know you're incorporated, but sometimes it's between an S-Corp and a C-Corp, but we're not sure. So you said you're C-Corp, right?
No, S-Corp.
S-Corp, I'm sorry. Gotcha. Yeah, S-Corp has a lot more advantages. Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
Since 1987.
1987, okay. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I can probably give you some better feedback. Are you looking for some working capital, or what's going on?
Yeah, I got a lot of my own money into this business, and, it would be nice to recoup some of that.
Okay, how much are you looking for exactly?
You got up to $250,000, so whatever I qualify for.
Is there
go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, is there like an ideal amount that you'd be looking for, or is there like a range that you can work with, or?
I don't know, 200 to 250, yeah.
Somewhere around there, okay. And what are you going to be using it for exactly, just general operations, or?
Just to pay back my personal loans to the business, secondly to maybe expand, buy some more equipment.
Gotcha. Pay back your personal loan. So you put your own money back in the business, right?
I started the business, yeah, back in 87, yeah. I put a lot of money over the years into it, yeah.
Okay. Do you have a timeline of when exactly you'd like to get the funds in place?
No rush, but,
sooner the better.
It's always better, yeah.
Cool. Okay. So you mentioned also for inventory, right?
For equipment, yeah.
For equipment, okay. What kind of equipment is it?
Well, we do mini golf. We do jump and slide. You know, video games. A little bit of each.
Okay. What do you guys do exactly? Have you listed as, let's see, telephone, quote, and card? Okay. Do you guys do like arcade stuff or just general?
We're a payphone company. We're a payphone provider, but we also have like I just said, a mini golf and a bounce facility.
And a what facility? Sorry, you're cutting out a little bit.
The kids go in to have parties and they jump around. You know?
Ah, gotcha. Do you rent that stuff out or do you just wholesale it?
No, they come in and pay me to use it.
Okay, so they pay you to use it, so they rent it? Or?
No, they come in, they paid admission.
Ah, okay. They come to you. Okay, I get it. So it's like a fun house sort of thing, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Do you normally try to qualify for equipment financing for the equipment that you bring on? Because it could potentially be a cheaper rate if you can secure it by the equipment.
I don't get what you're saying, so...
Yeah, like if say, for example, a car loan, for example. If you borrow money for a car, it's going to be a lot cheaper than for unsecured cash.
I already have a lot of equipment, so if you're going to lend me money, like to repay the money that I put into the business, I already own it free and clear. So
okay.
You would have a lien. I guess. What are you looking for? Collateral?
No. I'm wondering for the equipment that you're bringing on. We might be able to qualify you for equipment financing for that equipment, and it'd potentially be a cheaper rate. The question is, it just depends whether that these would qualify for equipment financing or not, which is a possibility.
I'd say 75% of the money I'd be using would be to pay my, the money that I put into the business myself.
That's it, Nico. If I gave you 45 minutes, that's all I got to teach you.
Okay.
What's the interest rate on that? I just don't want to waste our time. I mean, if it's like, if you're going to tell me it's 10% or more, then I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can give you some ideas. I don't know exactly what interest you're going to be. Every program is customized to a particular business, so it really depends, on a number of factors. We look at FICO, we look at your cash flow. We do sort of a cash flow analysis. Typically, we'll try to approve you for the largest amount available with the longest terms. But as far as like rate goes, it's really a challenge to quote you before we have any more information about your business. Have you done working capital financing before?
Oh, it's been decades. For my payphone business, in my payphone portion of it, I borrowed some money back in the day, but it was a high interest rate. I'd never do it again. The only reason I did it is because, at the time we were making money hand over fist, so it didn't matter that we were paying 17% interest,
Right, right. And interest rates were a lot higher back then, too, because the Fed rate was higher.
So,
just to give you some ideas, the equipment financing usually starts around 6 or 7%, and that's secured financing. So that's a little bit less risky because obviously if you don't make payments, they just repo the equipment. The working capital financing sort of just goes up from there. Because it's unsecured cash, it's a little bit more expensive. Now, as far as like exact amounts, just to give you, an example, I have a customer in the construction industry. He borrowed $100K and he paid back $105K over 6 months. And that's, 6 months is pretty short term, and he paid roughly $5,000 on $100,000. Obviously,
so
if you borrow for
annually, that would be what, 10% interest?
Equivalent, yeah. But it's a totally different product than like a car loan or a home loan or something like that, because it's like I said, it's the difference between secured and unsecured. I'd be happy to get you some hard numbers. And once we do, there's no obligation from you. There's no fees or anything, just for applying and kind of see what you're eligible for. Let me just get some more information from you, and I can kind of give you a better picture. What'd you guys do in gross annual revenue last year? Your top line revenue.
Well, I'm not near my figures, but I'd say a couple hundred grand at least.
Couple hundred grand? Okay. And that was gross, right? Top line?
Yeah.
Okay. And was that up over the year before? Are you guys like growing still or?
No, we've been in since 87, but we're adjusted to the time. So I'm not mainly telecommunications anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have a like an ideal term of what you're looking to get set up on? Like, you looking for a shorter term or as long as possible, or
as long as possible?
Okay. Generally, these programs are considered short-term, but they do go up to 24 months sometimes. We do have some programs that go up to 36 months. They're just a little bit harder to get approved for, so I generally don't like to mention those, but it is possible to get up to 36. But it really depends. They're, you know, we're able to make, depending on the circumstances, sometimes they can make exceptions, especially it being towards the end of the month. They want to get deals funded. So you're potentially looking for 200 to 250K. You believe that you did a couple hundred K last year in revenue. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, it's a corporation, so I think we've been around since 87. I'd say it's pretty good. I don't know. I don't even monitor. You know, they're always sending me something that that company that that grades you.
Yeah. As far as your personal credit goes, do you have an idea of what that is?
Well, I wouldn't be applying for a personal loan.
Well, I know, but we do have to take a look at your personal credit just because there's some people that we're legally not allowed to lend to. For example, if you have like $1 million tax lien, or if you're in the process of a bankruptcy, and those are things that we wouldn't know without looking at your credit.
I got a seven. I think my score is 7. It was 8, but it's 7 now.
Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, these programs are not based on your personal credit. It's based on the cash flow of your business. But like I said, it is a little bit part of the process. It does have a little bit of weight, but it's more so based on the cash flow of your business. Are you guys like seasonal? Do you get more busy towards the holidays, or is it kind of like on and off all year? Or,
well, yeah, the busy time for us, I would say, is the seasonal. But we're an all year company.
Yeah. Okay. If we were to, just for example, if we were to lend you 250K, how much, what kind of return on investment would you see on that? How much would that make you? Like, do you have like a percentage kind of that you can kind of quantify?
Well, if I paid back my own personal money that I put into the business, it wouldn't increase my revenue at all.
Okay.
But the remaining, whatever I put into equipment, would increase my revenue.
So, okay.
It sounds to me like you're saying that the best deal is to just buy equipment.
Well, it depends what you want to do. If you're looking for equipment and we're able to secure the loan by the equipment, it will be cheaper. There is some equipment that, you know, that
I've already got the equipment that you can use for collateral.
Okay.
I got like hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment.
Okay, yeah. Existing equipment, right, that you already have?
Yeah.
But
if you're looking for collateral, I got plenty of that.
No, I'm talking about like if you're bringing on new equipment. If you're bringing on new equipment, we can try to get that secured, or secure that with a loan.
You can't secure existing equipment.
It depends. Typically, if you have existing equipment, we can try to secure like cars or machinery, things like that. For stuff like arcade stuff and things like that, it's not something that I've ran into before. I would say it's a possibility. I don't want to say yes just because I'm not sure.
Well, anything that I would be buying that would be new,
mm-hmm,
would be pretty much identical or the same as what I've got that's already pre-existing.
Gotcha.
So if I'm buying video games, I've already got tons. I got a 150 grand worth of video games. So,
okay.
You get what I'm saying? So it's the same. The only difference in the collateral is one would be
new and one to be used.
Sure, if we would buy brand new. One would just be a newer purchase, and the other would be pre-existing purchase. Some of the pre-existing stuff could actually be newer,
right,
than the new stuff that I would buy.
Okay.
Because I'm not a big fan of brand new unless I, you know, if I want to buy new, I've got unlimited access to financing equipment, brand new equipment through Betson.
Okay, they typically offer you equipment financing?
Yeah.
Okay,
I pick up the phone and I have machines delivered and I pay by the month. So it wouldn't make any sense for me to deal with you, especially if the interest rate was higher,
for
new equipment. I just prefer not to buy new equipment because new equipment is more expensive.
Right. Got it.
I'd rather buy. I'm a good shopper of deals. I'm an eBay power seller. I know how to find deals on equipment, but most often than not, the deals on equipment are used equipment.
Gotcha. So you kind of just buy it as you find deals, right? Like sometimes you get used, sometimes you get new.
If I'm looking for something, I can find it probably within 48 hours, you know.
Got it.
I can find a good deal on it. But, I mean, if I want a Golden Tee mini golf, I just pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm coming to pick one up. You know, I'm automatically approved for financing.
Golden Tee, that's a popular one.
yeah, but I mean, the point is I can get as many of those as I want. Because the company finances them for me.
I understand. So you just want cash to pay back what you put into the business and maybe some extra to kind of use at your own discretion, right?
Even if I split it up, I would split it up maybe among cash to repay me and maybe to buy used equipment.
Okay, cool.
I probably wouldn't buy. There's not too much new equipment out there that I can't get financed already.
I understand. Okay, so it sounds like you're just looking for working capital to kind of use at your own discretion. Is that right?
Right. The used stuff, I can't get financed.
Exactly.
Stuff, I can't get my money back on the equipment I've already bought. I can't get, you know, I don't know if I can or not. I haven't, you know, tried to get financing on it.
Gotcha. So just in general, like, you know, not considering this case where you're paying yourself back, but when you did put the $200K or whatever you put of your own personal money into your business, how much did you make on top of that? Like, do you have like a general return on investment that you get for money that you put into your business?
Oh yeah, my return on my investment is typically no more than on the high end 24 months. That's on the high end.
Meaning you make your money back in 24 months? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If I buy Jurassic Park, you know, then that's new equipment.
Yeah.
But on the older equipment, my payback is quicker.
Yeah.
If I want to buy a brand new Jurassic Park or, you know, some type of arcade game, you're talking a $12,000 game.
Mm-hmm.
My return on my investment's about 24 months. I buy a used piece of equipment. It might not make as much money, but the return on the investment is a lot quicker. I might get it back in 6 months, 7 months, maybe, you know, less than a year probably.
Right. Okay. I understand. Have you gone to your bank for any of your financing needs? Do you have any feedback from them?
No, didn't really need to. I'm only calling you because I'm getting bombarded with solicitations for money. And I said, hey, you know, it would be nice to use somebody else's money instead of my own, you know, from now on, you know.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
I really don't. It's not like I need to borrow money, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Just if you get a good deal and there's a good opportunity, you'll take it, right?
Yeah, well, I'd rather tie up somebody else's money than my own, you know?
Totally. Yeah, it's all about cash flow.
Yeah, I could use my personal cash for other things, you know?
Yeah, so you pretty much have lots of options, it sounds like. Do you have a line of credit with your bank that you use under your business, or no?
No, I haven't needed one since quite some time. I used to have one with Bank America, I think. I currently don't have a line of credit for my business with anybody.
Yeah. Gotcha. So just to let you know a little bit about the process, we make it very easy. I know, you know, you're a business owner, you're very busy. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements. We do sort of a cash flow analysis, and that's what the loan is based off of. As I mentioned, it's based on your cash flow. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you already file your 2015 taxes?
For my business, Televent Incorporated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got 2015 taxes. Do you have any? So you don't have any existing loans out right now for your business, right? You said.
No.
Okay. Yeah. So it's a one-page credit app. We look at 6 months of your most recent.
I got some lease finance deals.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
But that's
through your vendor, right?
It's not like I borrowed money. That's the equipment that I told you, the brand new equipment.
Right.
That one I buy. From Benson, they just charge me by the month, you know.
Gotcha.
23 months or whatever, you know.
Gotcha. So it sounds like you have a couple different vendors that you deal with for new and used equipment, or?
Well, pretty much new stuff. Yeah, I don't have anybody for used. That's where you come in.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info. It is getting towards the end of the month, so it gets a little bit crazy over here. Typically, though, we can have an answer for you within 24 hours. And then from there, if it's something that you want to do, we can pretty much fund it within 24 hours after that. So we can move this along pretty quickly if it's something that you're looking to get in place sooner rather than later.
Send me an email. Matter of fact, I got a better email. You got a pen?
Yeah.
eBuyAuto, EBUY, eBuyAuto@AOL.com.
Okay. So EB as in boy, UI, auto, AUTO at AOL.com?
UY, not I, UY.
UY, EBI, okay. I thought that's what you said.
Why like Yankee?
I got it. Yeah. EBI auto at AOL.com. Okay, so you prefer that email?
Yeah, I mean, I check that more frequently. The other ones, I get a lot of spam.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm going to send you an email you should get within the next 5 minutes or so. You'll have my direct contact info, so if you have any questions about the application or anything like that, I'd be happy to walk you through it. And you'll have my direct line. It goes directly to my desk. do you want to jot down my number just in case you don't get it or anything?
No, it's all right. I got that toll-free number on the thing, unless you want me to write it down.
Yeah, because the toll-free one will put you through. It'll take you to a random person, and sometimes it might take a while to get to me, but... Yeah, if you want to jot down my direct number, I can give it to you. Ready?
This says Reuben Goldstein.
Yeah, he's one of my bosses. He's the VP of the company.
Oh, all right, so he's the one who sent me this letter. All right.
Okay. Oh, very cool. Right.
So what do you want me to write down?
Yeah, my direct number. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, it's 858.
Yeah.
779.
Yeah.
0931. And my name is Julian. Julian.
All right, thanks.
Okay, my pleasure, Cliff. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.